Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Daryl Brogdon, and today we're at a Ruhl Joyce recital in the recital room of the Carlson Center for the Performing Arts at Johnson County Community College. Our soloist is KU Associate Professor of Trombone, Dr. Michael Davidson, accompanied by lecturer in piano at KU, Ellen Summer. The first piece is simply called Aria by Eugene Botza.
Thank you so much for coming to this recital. Thank you, Ellen, for being the greatest collaborator in the world. Ellen is my KU School of Music colleague, and we really appreciate it. The first piece you heard by Eugene Botza was the aria. Botza was a prolific composer. He wrote for large and small forces, many genres, but perhaps he is best known for his solo and chamber works. The next piece is by Arthur Honegger, and he is one of the composers known collectively as Les Seats, and he is probably best known for his orchestral work Pacific 231, which is a work, I believe, inspired by his love of steam locomotives. And indeed, Pacific 231 was premiered by conductor Sergei Koussevitzky in Paris in 1923. The work being performed, this next one, is from 1925, and it is actually written as a musical apology to Koussevitzky because Honegger was unable to attend one of the great conductor's concerts. This is a very short piece. Considered a virtuoso harpist even in his late teens, Carlos Salcedo was also a teacher, a composer, an innovator, and a conductor. I believe when he was 19, Salcedo was asked by the great conductor Arturo Toscanini to join the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra. He taught hundreds of harp students, founded the harp program at the Curtis Institute of Music, and I believe the Juilliard School, published books on harp pedagogy, influenced modern harp design with his innovations and his incredible technique, founded the Salcedo Harp Colony in Maine, performed with his own chamber ensembles and as soloists with some of the great orchestras in the world. This work that we're going to play was the Paris Conservatory contest piece in 1910, and strangely enough, it is one of Salcedo's rare works that does not use harp.
Thank you.
Okay, so this next piece is written for a bass trombone. A bass trombonist, his name is Randy Hawes, and he's the bass trombonist in the Detroit Symphony. It's called Among Us. Jonathan Warburton is also a British bass trombonist and a pretty prolific composer. I think you'll find that if you perhaps listen to the praise bands at church, you'll find that this is something quite in that vein. Play the sonata by von Holmboe next. So von Holmboe was a pretty prolific 20th century composer. He's from Denmark. He wrote over 300 works. They include 13 symphonies, an opera, some band music, string quartets, vocal and chamber music, mostly in a, I guess, a neoclassic style. He's written two trombone solo works that I know of, a concerto, which, to use the technical term, is god-awfully hard, and this sonata, which employs cyclicism and motivic transformation, motives from previous movements somewhat altered occur in all of the later movements. ¶¶ this next piece is unaccompanied. It's written by a Hungarian composer named Frigyes Hidas, and he is perhaps best known as a composer, although he was also a music director and conductor. His works for trombone, bass trombone, and trombone ensembles are now considered standard literature. Hidas's Fantasia is an unaccompanied work. It was written in 1979. It's improvisational in nature. I think it's more motivic than anything. I like to say that Hidas kind of sees squirrels from time to time. Rayfon Williams, he has written large and small forms, symphonies, things for what we would consider now the concert band, and he's also set some poetry to music. The text in this piece, Songs of Travel, It's written by Robert Louis Stevenson. Now, I know him best for Treasure Island, but it turns out that Stevenson was a kind of a jack of all trades. He apparently was even a pretty accomplished composer and set some of his own poems to music, but all of this is Vaughan Williams. We're going to play four tunes. The order that we're going to play is The Vagabond, Let Beauty Awake, The Roadside Fire, and Whither Must I Wander.
Thank you.
four of the Songs of Travel poems by Robert Louis Stevenson, set to music by Rafe Fun Williams, and arranged here for trombone and piano, with trombonist Michael Davidson and pianist Ellen Summer. Dr. Michael Davidson is Associate Professor of Trombone at the University of Kansas, as well as Principal Trombonist with the Shreveport, Louisiana Symphony Orchestra. He's also part of the Kansas Brass Quintet, the Kansas City Brass Works, and the Dre Bones Trombone Trio. Ellen Summer teaches piano and piano accompaniment at KU. She recently traveled to Tokyo with the Allegress Trio, of which she is a founding member. This has been another Rule Joyce recital here in the Carlson Center of Johnson County Community College. These Rule Joyce concerts are free and held during the lunch hour on most Mondays when school's in session. You can research upcoming events at jccc.edu/Carlson Center. And remember, you can check out our Classics Live webpage with a list of upcoming local concert broadcasts at kansaspublicradio.org. Chuck Smith is our recording engineer. Cordelia Brown is our Classics Live producer. And I'm Daryl Brogdon. Thanks for joining us. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. Recorded in KBR's live performance studio in February 2012, a few movements from Bach's fourth cello suite with classical guitarist Nicholas Giraldo. This is Classics Live from KPR, Kansas Public Radio.